Right, darshan like this. My Dorish. What did Rabbi Kiva darshan to know, even though he went up to Shemayim, he didn't get hurt there? So Rashi says it means, Vehechen haven mokam ashchino, shenizosh lo heitzet shom. How did Rabbi Kiva know when he went upstairs to Shemayim exactly where not to look? That the other ones, it says, looked at the Shrinam, and then Ben Azai died, and Ben Zayma became Nitra Vadaitai, he lost his mind. How come Rabbi Kiva, nothing happened to him? What did he dash to know to stay okay? So, Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. The Pasuk says, the awesome river voice Kodesh. That means, Ois who, Revolver Shaloi. There's a sign in the Revolver, in the army of Hashem, in the Revolver. And the tens of thousands of upstairs in the Shemayim, there's an ice to know where Hashem is. So Rekiva knew that sign, and to look at Hashem directly, he didn't look. So he went upstairs to the paradise, he did not look directly at the Shechina. Therefore, nothing happened to him. Rabbi Avu Amar, Rabbi Avu says in this pasuk, says, Dogo Mervova. That means Dugma Hub Revova Shaloi. Also, the Dugma, there's like a sign there, Rashi says, Dover Hikr. Means something is there, there's a sign there. So in other words, when he was in Shemayim, there was a sign there, he knew where the Shechina is, and not to be made, just not to look directly at the Shechina. For Rash Lakish Omar, Rash Lakish Omar, Nisposik, Hashem Tzavokai Shemoi, Odin Hu B'Tzva Shaloi. He's the Odin, and his Tzva, also the same thing, is an Odin means, he's a master there, there's a special place for him. So Rekiva knew that Makam, and he didn't look there. He wasn't mistaken directly at Hashem. Rabbi Chiya Barav, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Pasuk says, Loi Baruach Hashem. V'yacha Ruach Rash. Hashem is not in the Ruach, but after the Ruach, there's a big tumult. Loi Barash Hashem. V'yacha Barash Eish. Loi Barash Hashem. Hashem is not in the fire. V'yacha Reish. Kail. There's a kail. Kail Demomadaka, small kail. V'ini Hashem over Hashem goes by. It's the same thing, there's a sign, there's a noise going out before Hashem goes by, that he knew that when Hashem was going by, not to look there. So the Kitzur, Rabbi Kiva, did not look directly at the Shechina, therefore he went up there B'Sholem, and he also came down again B'Sholem. Nothing happened to Rabbi Kiva. By the Tana Rabbonin, Shisha Devarim Nemru B'Shedim. There are six things that are said about the Shedim, Shloisha Kamalchi Asharis, in three ways they're daima to malachim, or shloisha to bnei yodim. And in three ways they're daima to people, to bnei yodim, the shaydim, these demons. Shloisha kamalchi asharis. What does that mean? Yesh lem kunafayim kamalchi asharis. They have wings. Just like malachim have wings, the malachim could fly. Who had in shaydim also could fly. V'tosim, they fly. Misayfay lo miyatsayfay. Kamalchi asharis. They could fly from one side of the world to the other side of the world, just like Malachim do. That's what Shadim could also do. They also know the future, what's going to happen, just like Malachim know what's going to happen, Huadim Shadim also know what's going to happen. For the Gemara, Yoidim, do they themselves really know? Elo, what it means to say is, Shaymin Me'achuri Apagrid, Kamalchi Asheris. The Shadim go upstairs to Shemayim and they hear what's doing there. That's how they know what's going to happen. Not the Pshat, they know themselves. Just they hear the news, they hear the broadcast upstairs, they know what's going on, so they know what's going to happen. Kamalchi Asher, just like Malachim know what's going to happen, that means when Hashem tells them what's going to happen, they know. Ushloisha kibne yodim. In three ways, the Shadim are like bnei yodim. Oichlin v'shoisin kibne yodim. Right, the Shadim also eat. They eat like a regular bnei yodim, like a person. Porin v'rovin k'bnei yodim. Understand? Shadim also multiply. They're porin v'rovin, just like men multiply, they also multiply. Umeisim k'bnei yodim, they also die. Shadim die. So the three ways Shadim are daima to melachim, and three ways daima to an yodim. Shisha dvorim nemru b'nei yodim. About a person, there are six things said about a person. Shloisha k'malchi asharis. In three ways, every person is daima to a malach, and shloishik a behema. In three ways, a person is daima to a behema. In other words, a person has a neshama mimal, and he has his guf that comes from this world, the same place where the behema comes from. Shloishik a malchi asheris. That means, yeshlem das kamalchi asheris. A person has das, he has seichel, he can understand things. That's a das elyon. He can understand what's doing. Kashaychas to ruchnius. Kashaychas to the Torah. That's daima to malchi asheris. A person also stands straight up. We walk straight up like malachim. Not like animals that are always bent over, but we walk straight up the kumas kufa like a malachim. We could also talk lashon hakodesh kamalchei asheros. That's the lashon malachim talk. Who adin bnei yadim could also understand and talk lashon hakodesh. Now shloisha kavehema, but in three ways the person has to know he's also doma to an animal. That means oichlin v'shreshin kavehema. He has the meat. He also eats. He eats like a behema. Or parim v'rabim kavehema. He also multiplies. He to have children like a behema. Or mitzi and rei kavehema. We also let out the waste of the body like an animal does. That a person is also doma. To show that a person has two parts to him. He has the neshama and he has the guf. What? No. All right. Then Mishnah said, "Kol ha-mestakel b'dalet dvorim resuy eloi shloi bol yonam." Whoever thinks about four things, so resuy eloi means it's worth it for him. He should not be in this world. He's better off not being here. So what are these four things? So Mer says, "Bishleima that we understand mala mala." Someone tries to understand what's doing in the Shemayim, but the Ma'isa Makova, it's no good. Don't start thinking about those things. It's too much above us. We don't understand it. Ma'la Mata, what's doing La Mata? It's also Machloikis Rashin. If it means under the Rikia, right underneath the Rikia, or else underneath the world. Ma'li Ochor Lechai, what's going to take place in Ma'isa Mashiach, that's good. We shouldn't start thinking about those things. We don't know. We're not supposed to think into them. Elo lefnim, when a person thinks about what happened before Hashem created the world, l'chura might have heavy. It happened already. So what's so bad about it? Like you're not thinking into something new that's going to happen. It happened already. So what should be so bad about thinking already about what happened? So Mara says, Reb Yechon and Reb Loza, the Yamri Tavar, they both say, Moshe l'melech v'asav adam. This is an example to a king. He told his servants, "Bonuli Palatrin, build me a big palace, Gedolim, Alo Ashpo, on top of a junkyard. Build me a big palace on top of a junkyard." His whole Chol Bonuli, they went and they built him this big palace. Is a Ritzoinoi Shemelech Lahaski Hashem Ashpo. The Melech does not want them to know what's doing underneath it, where the junkyard is there. So it's a Moshe Ross, like Hashem doesn't want us to know what was there before Hashem created the world. Before I created the world, there was Sayyav Avoya. We don't know what that was. Shem doesn't want us to know either about that. We're not supposed to think into what happened before the world was created. And the Mishnah says, whoever doesn't care about to give respect to Hashem, you don't care about respecting Hashem, also you're better off, you're worthy of not being on the world. Mahi, what does it mean you're not giving respect to Hashem? What shall I chas al kvoy koinoi? Rabbi Abba Omar, zeh amastaka b'keshes. Just looking at the keshes. When there's a bow in the sky, a rainbow, you look at the sky, that's no good. You're not supposed to look at it. That's called you're not giving cover to the Shechina. Rabbi Yosef, that's what mastaka is supposed to be. See, I'm a stackle. If you look, you're not supposed to look at it. Especially it's a sign that Hashem is showing us, like it's a bad sign, they say usually. That really the shot is that we deserve to be destroyed, but Hashem made a sign, the keshes, he won't destroy the world anymore. It's like he's showing his sign now, the reason why he's not destroying us is because of the keshes. So it's a bad sign, we're not supposed to be a stackle, look at it. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Zeo Ivra Avera B'Seser. Somebody doesn't have very hiddenly, privately. They're as if to say, you don't care about Hashem. You care about people should not see you, so openly you won't do the Avera. But privately you do it, as if to say you don't care about the Shechina, that's called you're not giving Kfoy Koinoi. So Mara says, now, Mistakel, but Keshes, what's wrong with it? Looking at the rainbow, the Siv, Kemara, Keshes, is a year beyonin. Beyoim Ageshen, Kemara, Hanoga, Sabavu. Mara, Demus, Kvod Hashem. It has to do with looking at the Kvod Hashem. If you've been Mistakel at the rainbow, it looks like you're looking at Kvod Hashem. And it's not nice to stare at Hashem, therefore you should not stare at the rainbow. Rabbi Yosef from Yosef says, Zeho Eivir Aver B'Seser. What's called you don't have cover to Hashem? That's to be doing Aver B'Seser privately. Could Rabbi Yitzchak, look at Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yomer Rabbi Yitzchak, Koloiver Avera Besaiser. Somebody that does an Avera Besaiser privately, Kilo Doicha Gragle Shechina. As if he's pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you don't care about Hashem. Other people you care about, nobody should see you do the Avera, but Hashem you don't care about. Rashi says, Kilo Doicha Gragle Shechina. Oima Beliba, you're saying in your heart, Ein HaShechina Kan, as if to say Hashem is not here. That's why I'm doing it here. The pasuk says no, Hashem is all over. So now that's cool. You don't have respect for Hashem. The pasuk says, "Koyemar Hashem, Hashemayim kisi v'yoretz adoim ragloi." That the Shemayim is my chair and the whole world is my footstool. Because Hashem is on this whole world, wherever we are, Hashem is there also. So you're not allowed to do averus even b'seisim. But the more ani, it's not like that. V'yomer Rabloi, Omer Rabloi Azokin. Rabloi Azokin used to say, Im roya adam sheyitzrim is gabrolov. If somebody sees that his yetzara is very big upon him, working hard, and he can't control himself, he wants to do an avera. Usually it means nus. Person wants to live with an isha, he wants to have nus. What should he do? Is yelech lemokim sheimakirinoisai. He should go to a different place where they don't recognize him. Because you shouldn't make a chil Hashem. You do it in your own city, everybody knows you, it's a tremendous chil Hashem. So what you should do is go to another place, people don't recognize you there. The yilboy shcherim, and put on black clothing. The yisatev shcherim, and wrap yourself with black clothing. The yasem ashli b'chofetz, and there do whatever your heart desires. So first it's mashma, he's giving you a right to do it. We'll soon say it's not that way. But the more ends off, the al yechalo shem shemayim b'fahesiyah. It's better not to do the avera, don't do znus in your own hometown. Everybody will talk about, look at this tzaddik here, he did znus. The terrible chil Hashem. So you're better off going to another place where nobody knows you and dressed up, nobody should recognize who you are. So that's cool. By koponim, you're doing the avera b'seiser. Nobody will realize who you are. They don't know you're doing the avera. So you see, it's not so bad to do the avera b'seiser. So Mar says like Kashi of Nostira. Ho de motzi kayef le litzrei, ho de le motzi kayef le litzrei. Depends. If you could hold yourself back from not doing the avera and you do it, that's a terrible zach. In other words, really, you shouldn't have done it. Just you're doing it privately because the pshat is you don't care about Hashem. You think Hashem is not here. But if the person has such a big yetzarah, such a big desire, he just can't hold himself back, he just has to do it, then there's an yetzer rather than doing it with a hesion. Everybody should see you doing the avera. There's such an Indian, go another place and do it there that people should not see you are koponim. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns though, Rashi says it means lemokam shein makirinoisai. Go to another town that they don't recognize you. Rashi, the pshat is ein daita gasolov. You won't feel like a big shot over there. The reason why you want to do the avera here, you're very high. You think everything is yours, so you don't care. You do the avera. If you go to another place, you're like lost there. You don't have the desire. You lose your desire there. V'shema yiko koyach yitzroi. Maybe you'll lose your desire, you'll be able to fight the Yetzirah there. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Not that you have a heter to do the Avera there, but there's an Eitzah to fight the Yetzirah. Go to another place, and there maybe you'll lose your whole desire. V'gamim yechta ein odem leisen leif. And if you do have to do the Avera really, do it there also, that people won't realize it. Shein achosher b'yeneihem. V'gam b'levush shcharim. Also, we are black. The Pshat is people won't see you, they won't recognize who you are. That's the way. Or Rashi's mashma also. Yeah, look at Taisus. Taisus says, V'yasa mashli b'chofetz. Legamri mashma. Nechnaim, it's mashma taka that's what you should do. To mutav lo liyodem shiasa chefsoi. The Taisus, lev'chayim. If you see the Yetzirah is too great, you're going to have to do the Avera, you're better off doing it another place privately and not do it in this town where everybody will know you. So Tay says, V'loy Kipir Shrach, it's not like the Rach's Pshat. V'shloy Perakam of the Gedushin. The Pirish over there, the Rach learns, T'chas V'sholem, Shoyemat Elasas Avera. Havadah Rav Yitzchak is not telling you a heter to do an Avera. Elokom Rav Yitzchak is saying like this, Yil by Shcherim, put on black clothing. V'yelech L'makamach, go to another place. The Levisha Shcherim V'yachsanoyis Mishabrim Liboy. The Pshat, if you go to another place, like Rashi's first Pshat a little bit, you'll break your heart. You won't be such a big shot there. And maybe you won't listen to Yetzirah. And the same thing, wear black clothing also to break your heart. And you won't do the Avera there. There you'll be able to do what your lev wants mean, because there the Yetzirah won't be so strong against you. So, just the opposite. What the Gemara says, and thee should do, Mashaliba Chofetz, means that really Yalev doesn't want to do the Avera. Just the Yetzirah here is too strong, he's talking you into doing it. So the Yetzirah is go to another town and wear black clothing, that there you'll break your heart, and there you won't have to listen to the Yetzirah, and the male will be able to do Mashaliba Chofetz, what your heart really desires is not to listen to the Yetzirah. That's the way the Rach learns. The sugya the shmartnei the mashma kedvarav hochav reish berg basra, but Tosef HaKopon, the poshup shan agamar is not like that. The poshup shan agamar is that if Yitzchak is telling you, if you see you have to do the avera, it's kedai to do the avera someplace else and not do it at home. But HaKopon, you see, it's better to do it to Seser, that the teretz, that if you could hold yourself back, avad, it's an avera, it's terrible. But if you can't hold yourself back, then it's better to do it this way at least. The Rashi says, Kayif le litzrei, bo b'teach al shu, nechba b'seise, kil dechir horagolim. In other words, if you could hold yourself back, what the pshat that you're doing it b'seise is pshat, you don't care about Hashem, as long as nobody sees you, you think it's alright? That's terrible. Ma'ashenken heichad le motzi kayif le litzrei. But in a case where you can't hold yourself back, then toib le b'tzinim b'fasiyah. It's better to do the avera in another place, privately, than rather doing it here before everybody should see, and it'll be a big chilul Hashem. Right. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Nachmeni mitug mitugminei to Resh Lakish. From the Metagim of Resh Lakish, the interpreter of Resh Lakish, that kolam mistakel begimul dvarim. Whoever looks mistakel at three things, ain't of chaos. You'll lose your eyes become weak. Ba'kesha, somebody looks at the rainbow, you lose your eyesight, you become a little bit weak. Over Nossi, you stare at the Nossi, at the president, the highest position in Klal Yisrael, you're not supposed to stare at him. Over Kahanim, you stare at Kahanim, v'shas te'duchin. V'akeshes, the Siddur Pasuk says, k'mar v'akeshes, ha'shiyah b'yonin b'yoyim ha'geshem, hu, marad z'mus k'vod Hashem. It's just like the k'vod Hashem, just like you're not supposed to stare at Hashem, you should not stare at the rainbow. The Nossi, what's wrong with the Nossi? That's the chief, the president of Klal Yisrael. The Siddur Pasuk says, I'm going to put mehoitzcho like my shechina upon him, so it's not nice to stare at the shechina. And now mistako b'kahanim, what does that mean by kahanim? Bizman she beis hamikdash kayim. The yikar inyan is when they had the beis hamikdash. Shoyu oyim dim al duchonim. Then the kahanim used to duchin o mevorchin es Yisrael b'shem hamafarish. They used to say the shem hamafarish. And when you say the shem hamafarish, it's not nice to look at the kahanim at that time. So that's meikir adin. At that time it was bad for the eyesight. That we don't look bizman is there, it's only a minig. It's not really bad for the eyesight bizman is there. Because bizman is there, we don't say the shem hamafarish, the shechin is not really on the hands bizman is there, so it's not that bad bizman is there. It's a minig not to look at the kahanim b'shas haducha. I shouldn't say it's not so bad, you're not supposed to. But our kohanim is not this din of the Gemara. Din of the Gemara that says you lose your eyesight, you look become worse, that's only bizman the beis hamikdash where they had the shem hamafarish. Dorosh Reb Yudah Rebbe Nachmeni Mitug Minei the Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish interpreter. My Dichsiv, what does the Pasuk say? Micho Al Tamino Bereyai. Like, don't trust your friend. Al Tiftachu Bi Aleph. Don't have trust in also a good friend of yours. That means in Yoy Malucho Yetzar V'chatoi. If the Yetzar tells you, do Averis, listen to me. You're going to get Petch later, get Gehenim later. Don't worry. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meichel, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meichel you later. Tell Hashem I sent you. That's the Yetzer will tell you, don't be afraid about later, Hashem will be meichel you later. So Pasuk says, Al Tamin, don't believe the Yetzer. Shenemana Pasuk says, Al Tamin Bereya, don't trust this Yetzer. V'yein Ra al Yetzer, Ra is the Yetzer, don't trust him. Shenemana Ki Yetzer Lev Odom Ra, the person's heart is bad, means the Yetzer is there. V'yein Olaf, who's the Olaf, the heart, the head, the chief, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemana Lufen Nu'urai Osa. Goes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's don't trust the Yetzirah when he tells you that Hashem will be meichel you. Shema Taima, maybe you'll say, me may it be, who's going to know if I did the Aveira, who's going to say Yedis? No, Avnei Beisoi, the Kervis Beisoi Shalodim, hey me Edom boy, your own stones, the own walls of your house, is going to come to Hashem, the Yerim Adin, to testify the Aveiras you did there. Don't think you're only you and yourself in the room, no, the walls see. Shenem HaPosuk says, Ki Even Mikir Tizok, that the wall will scream out, the eights will scream out, that Hashem's going to hear from the walls, as going to be made what you did. Your neshama is there, and the neshama is going to say this to Hashem. Shenem the Pasuk says, Shema Pischei Picha. Means watch Chakecha, the neshama should watch it. The neshama is there. Ezehi Dover. Sheshecheves Pecheiko Shalodom. Watch something that's sitting in your lap like. Heviyamezu neshama. That's the person's neshama that will also be made. Lost in love or lost in what you, everything you did. Right. Reb Zriku Amar Shnei Malachi Asharis, the two Malachim Hamalav and Noisun, that it was a walk with a person. Hey, Medim boy, they're the ones going to testify later everything you did. Shnei Amar the Pasuk says Ki Malachov Yitzavach Loch Lishmorcha Bechol Durechecha. Some say that Evorim Shalada Medim boy, a person's own limbs, his own Evorim, will testify. Shenemar v'atem eidai numa shem v'nikel. That atem, you yourself, Shrashi atem eidai, who may it be atzmoi? B'chol avoyne shuchiech b'fonov. The person's own limbs himself will say this to all the things that he did. So at the Mishnah. Yoisi ben Yoezer oimer shaloi lismach. Here's the machlokes now, even the kabbana she let her bring on Yom Tov, the moshel shalmei chagiga. We hold you're allowed to bring, like Rabbi Silushita, you're allowed to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov. First day Yom Tov. The Shalmei, you're allowed to make the mitzvah smicha or not. We hold there's a mitzvah to make a smicha. That means the owner of the korban has to put his two hands and all his weight of his body on top of the head of the animal, which really is also to do on Yom Tov. It's called a shvus. It's called you be mishtamish with a bal chai. Just like you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos, you can't ride a horse. Who would you can't be mishtamish with a bal chai on Shabbos? And now that I put your whole weight on top of the animal. So by making the mitzvah smicha, by putting your hands on top of the animal, you're being over an issa the Rabbanon of a shvus. So the question is, did the Rabbanon let you do it on Yom Tov or not? Really it has to do is, to your old smicha, take of the smicha shchita, that the smicha could only be done right before the shchita, then it has to be done on Yom Tov, you have had to do it. But maybe no, maybe you can do the smicha even before you do the shchita. So the answer is, make the smicha before Yom Tov, and then on Yom Tov make the shchita. So it's a machlokes. So you're allowed to make the smicha on Yom Tov or not. So a lot of different mandiyamim here. First is Yosi ben Yoezer Oimer Shalai Lismach. You're not allowed to make a smicha on Yom Tov. Rashi says be Yom Tov. V'zui machlokes Rishona Shoyse b'Chachmi Yisrael. This is the first machlokes to war by Chachmi Yisrael. Before this, everything was mekubal Moshe Rabbeinu Ish mePiyish Rabbi miRabbi. There's no machlokes. Moshe Rabbeinu had no machlokes. Yeshua had no machlokes. The term was given over miyad liyad. This was the first time Weisstoyt didn't hear too clear from the Rebbe, and he thought he heard this way, he thought he heard that way, to start to be machlokes. So Yosef ben Yoez, this is the first machlokes that wasn't Klal Yisrael. That Yosef ben Yoez said, Shlal Lismach, don't make smicha on Yom Tov. Yosef ben Yochanan Oimer Lismach, no, you're supposed to make a smicha on Yom Tov. You're allowed to. Right, this is the first machlokes. Another one is the same machlokes, Ladam on the Yomim. Yeshua ben Prachi Oimer, Shlal Lismach, don't make a smicha. Nitoi har beili yoimer, lismach, you are allowed to make a smicha. Right, another machlokes is, Yehuda ben taboy yoimer, shlel lismach. Also, shita not to make a smicha. On Yom Tov. Shimon ben shefta shatach yoimer, lismach, yes, you're allowed to make a smicha on Yom Tov. Rashi says, Yeshu ben prachia, kulem dor achador. One generation, yet another generation, the machlokes still kept on going. Shemaya yoimer, lismach. Avtal yoimer, shlel lismach. Hillel or Menachem lo nechleku. Hillel and Menachem did not argue. That Menachem agreed to Hillel. We'll see in the Gemara exactly who Menachem was. Then the Gemara Mishnah says, Yotze Menachem. Menachem went out, he was like the Av Bezdin then, he lost his position, and Nichna Shammai. Shammai took over Menachem's place. The Gemara explains, what does it mean Yotze, where did he go to? But first it was Hillel and Menachem, and when Menachem had to leave, then Shammai took over Menachem's place. Now is the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that Shammai yoimer shlo lismach. Shammai shita was not to make a smicha on Yom Tov. And Hillel yoimer lismach. Hillel said, no, you're allowed to make a smicha on Yom Tov. So again, machlokes now Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Mishnah explains, Horishonim, Hoyunisim. The first one in all these machlokes, and as they say, the first man the Yomer was the Nasi. He was the chief in charge. He was like the president of Klal Yisrael.